Time to get Cooking with V. Here's Ken Connors and Chef Vanessa Gianfrancesco.
Exactly, 8:10. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. On time as usual, Ken.
I know. It's a military precision with you. That's the first rule of radio and TV. You cannot be late.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, I've learned this very well.
Vanessa, before we get to the beef bourguignon that you want to talk about, we should mention this now because in the coming weeks, we'll devote one of these segments where you and I chat. Well, you'll answer questions from our listeners, right?
I think that's a great idea. I mean, we were brainstorming this, but people ask questions all the time. And I feel like just in the classroom, just the same, when one person has a question, I think there's a lot of other people that are probably asking it as well. So I think it'll be just great cooking knowledge. So it would be wonderful to hear what our listeners have to say.
So if you're a regular listener to Vanessa in this segment on Saturday mornings, we certainly thank you for that. And if you have a question for her, text it in, and Vanessa will answer as many as she can in an upcoming segment. So the text line here is 514-800. All right, beef bourguignon. I'm opening a bottle of red right now as you prepare to tell
me. Beef bourguignon. Well, it's so funny because, Ken, I have to be honest with you. Here I was thinking, I'm going to be making something fresh by the weekend. It's going to be something delicious and, you know, sort of springy. Unfortunately, with the weather that we have coming our way, I feel like something a little more slow-cooked and a little bit more comforting is better suited for this weekend.
I'd agree.
So let's just take advantage of the last couple of weekends, I think, that we can be doing these nice hearty meals. And beef bourguignon is something that I made my little twist on this week. And the kids and my husband absolutely love this recipe. It's super delicious because normally you would see this served up on something, you know, either on its own or with rice. But this week for the boys, I put it on rice noodles because they're very adaptable to something like this. And my kids just love spaghetti. So we went that route. And for myself, I paired it up with a delicious balsamic salad, which was super refreshing and went very well with this. So you can pair it up in either way. And what you want to do is head over to your grocery store, get some really nice beef stewing cubes. This is pretty common in the market that you can find just about anywhere. And what you want to do is grab a bowl, get some flour in there, season it with garlic, salt, pepper, and you want to just dip those little beef cubes right in there and then shake off the excess. Now, in the meantime, what I like to do is warm a Dutch oven. And a Dutch oven is just a nice, large cast iron skillet. And these are great because they go from stovetop to your oven, so depending on what you're looking for. And it really gets a nice, even distribution of heat. It keeps that heat so nice in there. So you want to get in some butter and avocado oil. The mix of the two is going to be just lovely to sear up these beef cubes. And you're going to get all that color on there. And that's when you want to really let them go. Now, here's my trick to just about anything that you're searing or that you're trying to get a nice crust on. If it goes in the pan and it's sticking to the pan and does not want to turn, it means it's not ready. It's actually intelligent enough to be telling you, I'm not ready to be turned. Listen to your beef or anything that's not wanting to be turned, because that crust is still, it's still forming.
Yeah.
And that's when it's made and when it's ready, it's going to be ready to turn over. So you do that, you remove the beef stew cubes. And now they've added a ton of flavor to this pot. You've got all the little bits at the bottom, and that really is a ton of flavor. So if you don't have enough oil at the bottom of the pan, you'll add a little extra avocado oil. You'll add in some onion, some garlic, some fresh rosemary. Now, typically you'll see thyme in this because it's a French recipe, but I really love rosemary in this. It adds a nice earthiness to the dish. It's lovely. Try it. You won't regret it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go in with a nice tablespoon of tomato paste. And what's great about tomato paste is, again, it adds that nice depth of flavor, which is lovely in this. And then you're going to deglaze, get this, with a good cup of wine, so something you enjoy drinking in the glass, as well as some cognac.
Oh.
It's really lovely. It's very classic in a French bourguignon recipe, and it really makes a difference. You've got a little cognac lying around. A little splash goes in here. Trust me, no one's going to know it's missing from the liquor cabinet. You're okay. And it's going to really jazz up this dish. Now, a lot of people ask, if I have kids, how do I feel about this with, you know, cooking with alcohol? Well, the good news is when you're pouring in your alcohol, you want to stand back because that alcohol is sort of going to cook out. You're going to let it deglaze the pan. You're going to scrape up the bits at the bottom. And you're going to notice lots of steam coming up. This is the alcohol that's cooking out, so you don't have to worry too much about this.
Okay.
And then you're going to add in your favorite stock. So this week I had made a beautiful chicken broth, a beautiful chicken stock. So I had that. I added it right in. But you can go ahead with beef, chicken, vegetable stock, whatever you have on hand or whatever you can buy, a good quality, of course. And then you're going to start prepping your veggies. So this is really fun because whatever you have just in your regular fridge is what you're going to add in there. Now, what I do is I like a mixture of carrots, sweet potatoes, beautiful yellow potatoes. And this is really what adds another depth of creaminess to the dish, which is really lovely. And my kids love sweet potatoes. And I always tell people, this is the most nutrient-dense vegetable that you can find in the grocery store.
Mm.
It is so good for you. So whenever I have an opportunity, sweet potatoes are in my dish. And then you let that sort of come to a boil. You want to bring it up to a boil, reduce to a simmer. Now, in my case, I had gone out for a couple of hours. I left it on the stove. My husband was home, and he was able to babysit it. But if you're not able to do that, you can get it into your oven as well, safely. Or if you have a pressure cooker, that's also a great place. You're looking at about a two-hour cooking time where you're going to let this go low and slow. And it's really, when you open this pot, oh my goodness. So a couple of last finishing touches. Cremini mushrooms, which are little baby portobello mushrooms. We're going to add just about a half an hour before it's ready. Some baby pearl onions and a fresh sprinkle of parsley right at the end, which honestly I think just brightens it all up together. It's so good. It's so comforting. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And especially with all the different ways you can serve it up, I find it to be a really delicious dish.
Vanessa, back to your point about the time, I think you said 2 hours. Depending on which recipe you look at for beef bourguignon, it could be anywhere from an hour and a half to 6 hours, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, all you're looking for is the beef to tenderize.
Yeah.
And that happens within the first hour and a half to 2 hours. Longer than that, the vegetables start to come apart. They start to, you know, become a little mushy in there. That's not my thing. I prefer to see the vegetables and have and actually be able to, you know, manipulate a carrot or a potato in my dish. That's important for me. So go ahead and I wouldn't go over the 2 hour mark personally. And again, it's something that you can make ahead of time. You can portion, you can freeze, you can put into your fridge for the week and just scoop out and warm up as you need. And if you're looking for something lighter, again, serve this alongside a nice balsamic dressing of a salad made fresh and green. It really is lovely. It's going to get a little bit more of a spring twist on this, which honestly, I'm looking outside right now and it seems to be lovely out there. So.
I know. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled.
I know. I'm listening to your forecast and I'm like, is this really going to happen today?
Vanessa, you know, the last time I had beef bourguignon, I think I had it, it was served with polenta. It was delicious.
Lovely.
Delicious.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very grounding type of dish. The polenta is really creamy, very satisfying. So if you're looking for something a little more indulgent, and this is, again, something you can entertain with. Mm-hmm. And if you go back into my recipes on my highlights, you'll see there's also a nice gremolata recipe, which you can sprinkle over top, too, if you're having some guests over to add that nice little crunch right at the end. It's lovely.
All right. Another terrific recipe. And Vanessa, we'll post that on our website here at cjad800.com. It's on your Instagram page as well. And, Vanessa, make sure the brush is still handy in the car because you're going to need it today.
Absolutely. Today Happy Saturday, everyone.
You too. That's Vanessa, Cooking with V. Yeah, you have a question for we'll collect them and gather them. And she'll answer them here on the air at 514-800, a text line, if you have a question for Vanessa.